Welcome to Light the Way, weekly rays of hope that scatter the darkness before us as we chart a path of enlightenment to build better relationships with our families and our neighborhoods. I'm Tom Shad, evening anchor at Wavy News 10. Episode 12, The Cost of Freedom. It was our second president and founding father, John Adams, who in a letter to his wife, Abigail, penned these words: "You will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make good use of it. If you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it." Adams, the stout Massachusetts farmer and statesman who led the American Revolution, was talking about that first generation of patriots who sacrificed everything for the radical idea of self-governance. But that cost is never borne by just one generation. Veterans Day reminded us that bill is never paid in full, that all of us owe a perpetual debt for our liberty, and our men and women in uniform have given the most. Regina Mobley recently introduced us to a former Marine, Antoine Wongas, in Newport News, who tried unsuccessfully to save the life of a neighbor after he was shot. Antoine later told Regina that he lived in his car, and that's when Regina contacted Yasmin Charles, who runs a nonprofit for homeless vets, because after she served in the Navy, Yasmin had been in Antoine's shoes. She helped him get money to qualify for an apartment. Antoine responded, "This ain't nothing but God, I can honestly say." It's how both Yasmin Charles and Antoine Wongas pay the cost of our freedom. Andy Fox took us to what's called Hallowed Ground in Hampton, a place forgotten by time. Historian Veronica Davis told Andy that she found remains of African-American Union soldiers at Thornton Cemetery. Some of the graves have collapsed, and markers are faded by the elements and lack of care. She's organizing volunteers to restore this final resting place for those who also paid the cost of our freedom more than 150 years ago. We also met a retired Army colonel from Williamsburg who told our Lex Gray about bloody fighting he witnessed in Vietnam and his struggles coming to grips with why he survived an assault that killed three soldiers by his side. After he came home, Tony Nadal got a master's degree in social psychology and taught at West Point. He helped change a system that he saw as abusive to incoming freshmen. Another price paid. These selfless people remind us that preserving individual rights is a shared responsibility for all time, lest we forget the cost of freedom. Thank you for helping to light the way, which airs every Friday evening on Wavy News 10. Find links to the stories that inspire each week's narrative on wavy.com.